While Israel may be a very small country, Israel is often pressured by the international community to give away land. They say if we give away land, then there will be peace, land for peace. So the Lubavitcher was very famously opposed to this view, and there are countless sichas where the Rebbe discussed this idea, where he discusses opposition. But let's look at one from Motzoi Shabbos Parshas Balak, from the year Tavshin Lamed Ches, from the summer of 1978. This will be a text-based shir based on the original Yiddish text. The Rebbe tells us, Ha'imrim l'cheshach ar. There are some who call darkness light. If an initial hell and has there, with respect to something which is a divine concealment, Zogman, they say, as thus is zelbeständigkeit, that this is independence. The Jewish people are having very serious difficulties with hundreds of millions of Arabs. But thank God, since the guardian of Israel let us sleep for slumbers, God guards us from above. But yet, Kuntman, it comes out as metainet, that there are those who are arguing, as the mehester is zelbständigkeit, that the concealment, the fact that we're giving away land, that's true independence. Thus is our, that's light, they say. But thus meit, as their hester gufa is behalten. Meit is his ar. And ironically, that causes the concealment itself to be concealed, because we think that the divine concealment is light. All this complexity exists. Why? Because thus is alts, kidei, as a yid, this is all in order that a Jew, this yeder yid, is bona matal Hashem lakechem, that every Jew is in fact the son of Hashem. Zobavai is an azar is a ben chacham, should show that he is, in the words of the Haggadah, the wise son. Nerzal onoi ben shrayim, as thus is galus. And the Jew needs to begin to cry out that this is exile. As is hevech v'natzmo, so this is the opposite of independence. V'romidav rachman al tzad onkom and subet in zich. By them, by yenim, oif in yonim shalteva, because we need to go and beg by this one and that one for natural resources and for security. But again, the yom from Yiddishkeit is the neshama kein mol nitkigangin agolus. When it comes to the matters of Judaism, the neshama has never gone into exile. Didn't go as Babel, didn't go to the Babylonian exile, didn't go as Maldai, not to the Median exile, not by Gaul's Paris, nor to the Persian exile. Onit by Gaul's Edom, neither to the exile in Edom, vi de Balagulat Gezogt, as the Alter Rebbe explained, or sorry, in this case, the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth Lubavitcher explained, nach eder mahote befreit, biyud gimel, biyud beiz, yud gimel tamos, as neshama is king mol, nit gegangen in Gaul's. That the neshama, the Friedrich Rebbe, who was let out on the 12th/13th of Talmud, which said in close proximity to the Sicha, but be as it may, the Friedrich Rebbe taught us the neshama never goes into exile. On veter machven the neshama an ikker, and when one makes the neshama primary, nem tarisim galos echdem gof, they take the body out of exile as well. There is over the Ebishter vil as nyoni ateva zalman zechfirin. In an oifen as in simcha on this. But just as when it comes to natural matters, God does not want us to rely on miracles, as we learned many times to our chas. Zeter as a goy zolomere selfin. So we see that there are non-Jewish people who want to help us out. But it's come to our certain for upgeb and the shtickle for Eretz HaKodesh. But when it comes to giving away even a small bit of the land of Israel, was thus an Indian was verbinden with pikuach nefesh, and giving away any part of the land of Israel is pikuach nefesh. It puts lives at risk for an Indian, and it could put the life of one Jew at risk. But we've seen that it puts many Jewish people's lives at risk. Al achas kam v'kama from kam v'kama yidden ken yirbu. And certainly, if the giving away the land is going to put many Jews at risk, and the Rebbe says there are many Jews, and there should be even more Jews in the land of Israel, but who will all be put at risk by giving more land, is vas shayich erzol zech dinin mit emetzen, dingin mit emetzen rather. Right, there's no need to argue, to contend with anyone. A yid, the nitkin yid, be it a Jew, a non-Jew, vegan in from pekuach nefesh. We shouldn't argue when it comes to saving lives. B'shah is ter zok, is gans ter yivert, so mazel zayin yid. When the Torah tells us that we can't give away land, the Torah tells us that we need to prioritize life over all else. And the Torah tells us that we need to prioritize saving one Jew, so there's no room for dispute about giving away land. As a shemzich from them going, and if one claims that, yeah, he's ashamed to tell the non-Jew he doesn't want to give away the land, How can you be ashamed of the non-Jewish perspective when you are a member of the chosen people? If you're ashamed, you should be ashamed over the fact that you lack pride, that you're arop gefallen, you fall down before the non-Jewish person. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, the Leah, Fire Altarim. Given that Hashem has given you Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as forefathers, and Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah as foremothers, and Bashas, Zayir, Altarim, Habin Gesen mentions flesh, and at the time when these people who were criticizing the Jewish people were engaging in cannibalism and other such immoral behaviors, Habin Yidin, Chen Yahat, Yaseres, Hadibris, the Jewish people already had the Ten Commandments, on the Gan Satera, on the entire Torah, on Shabbat and Gehat, and Oiskishtelen, say their Chaim mit Alaprotim. They already had a very well organized way of life with all the details. But it's there is Holchogayim Lerecha. And now the non Jewish people have been following the light, have been following the morals of the Jewish people. Says the Rebbe, if it's the case that the Jewish people are ultimately a much more morally advanced civilization, why are you afraid? Why are you ashamed when other less civilized civilizations come to you and tell you how you should behave? Kom der Rabbi zu gehen, zu ot dem cannibal. But yet, the Jew is ashamed. He goes to the cannibal. Was von ihm, that from the cannibal, is always gewachsen der Enikel. He had a grandchild, an Orenikel, and a great-grandchild. And this great-grandchild today is sitting in the UN and dictating policy of the Jewish people. On a shreit, as Yenim's culture is an Indian. And he says that culture is something that the Jew has to be afraid of. The Jew says that I need to take this person's culture into account. And the Torah is merneit via an inprati, and my Torah is only a private affair. Abrachas Shalom is there mit zolman fear and a ganzen kibbutz von Yidden. But certainly not the case that we think to rule Israel according to the Torah's teachings. Ven melept in a welt was the goyim vasab in an culture. How could we take the Torah seriously when we live in the world, says the Rebbe, that there are other cultures? We need to give in, we need to give away land, because we are the smallest of all nations, as we learn in Sefer Torah. Venishaych Zabon Zogin, as Vibald Yidin Zayin Hamat Mikol Amim, Darfin Zay Botl Verin Viroiv, is this Oib, is Volt Kiken Zayin Amatzio, so the Yid Zol Zich Ois Mishin Zuzamin Mithin Goyin. Wieder din is an bitl beruf. Ich sage darf ge über die zwei Sachen mischen sich zusammen. Services we need to clarify, right? The Torah tells us that atam ham ad kolam, you're the smallest of all nations. But says the Rebbe, or asks the Rebbe, when is it that we should take this seriously? When is it that we should say, oh, we're the smallest of all nations, and therefore we should fold before the non-Jews? The Rebbe says this is only true when the Jewish people mix together with the non-Jews. We know in halacha, there's a din called bittul, there's a sign called nullification. But nullification only happens when two entities mix, when there's a mixture. Aber, b'shas der miut, is a metzius from the atzmai. But however, if the minority has an independent existence, mischt sich nicht zusammen mit den Reiv, then it can't properly mix with the majority. Isn't it shayach der inyan von bittul b'reiv? Then the rule of bittul b'reiv being nullified in the majority does not apply. When the question and discussion is quantity, nit vegan echos, but not quality, is a clean kamus, then semisht zich zusammen mit a ribui kamus. When you have a small quantity, you mix the great quantity. Very this bottle be right. Then the small quantity will be nullified in the majority. Mashin ken alber. Then zeretzich vegan yidin, but when we're speaking about Jewish people, isn't it shaykh zu zogin? As a yid vet bottle gabi ago, you can't say that a Jew will be nullified relative to non Jew. When you mix the minority with the majority, when you mix together the majority and you want the majority to give you a pat on the cheek and tell you, or pat on the shoulder, tell you're a good boy. Der Fahrer was er tanzt noch Esav in der Molken und tanzt noch Pan bei Panen. because he dances together with Esav and Amalek, the evil nations of the world. And not only that, he dances with them face to face, meaning he falls in line with their objectives, their policies. Can I talk about Bathalvar and Beitzich? Then he certainly could be nullified to them. Abi Nefesh Alikis is Gam Bishas Achit Chisa Ba'amna Itai. But the Jewish soul, the divine soul, is faithful to God even at the time of sin. Suzam and Nebishter is together with God. And their fact, is a Zoyvi, their Ebishter, Kenneth Bathalvar and Chasholm. Just as God cannot be nullified, and Hashem cannot be nullified, is a zoy oich benegeyatzuyed. The same applies to a Jew. As a kenneth batel varen, the Jew can never become nullified. On kedein zu arupnem dem haster aster, and in order to remove the divine concealment, darf sein dies chalav as mizol visit. The beginning is that we need to know, as thus is an inyan shel haster. We need to begin by knowing that we're in fact in the state of concealment. This is nitkein gival the kritoy. We're not in a state of goodness. This is punkter habich therefore. This is nisayin gadol. But it's just the opposite of good. It's a tremendous test. Mahatav ba'oich the avsharius. But we have the possibility, or the megalchak, the opportunity, or if iber machin the hester, to remove the concealment. Doruch dem v'sisrali s'tshuvah, the Jewish people repenting, doing tshuva. Was demult is miyath in the goal, and then as a result they will immediately be redeemed. Mkudubur Kambam said many times, Ajabsas Mvet Bazet in the Gvulum from Eretz Israel, when we will go and settle the entire land of Israel, but Glaich Ba Bisha Batal Varan Delachats. The pressure will go away. Virum is vet zen as nitav vu so lechet zain, because then the nations of the world will see there's no one to pressure. Vibal the Shin Lachar Maisim. Since it has already happened. When Afalp came, and nonetheless, even though it's the case that if we withstand the pressure go away, Shpart men zich in der Nekuda, we don't follow this point. On Mevilm the Bazets and the Gvulim, we don't want to settle all the boundaries. Zendik as durch dem kumtsu mit de yim bi yim bi, and nair lachatz on nayatvia. That causes it to be the case that every day, there's a new pressure and a new claim. Mithalan Yonim was in Kanamakam Laharech Vidav Mitzar, with all of the attendant consequences and challenges, and this is not the place to speak at length about this very painful point. In short, the Rebbe is telling us that we have to settle the entire land of Israel, and that settling the entire land of Israel, creating facts on the ground, and not just as a individual policy, but as a government policy, is ultimately what will remove international pressure.